Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
So I'm here in Kansas City, Missouri. You do not roll into this town without calling the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Coach Reed, and say, listen, buddy, where are we going to eat?
We're going to a butcher shop that's also the greatest sandwich shop you've ever eaten at.
The real deal.
The real deal.
What's it called?
The Pig Witch.
By the way, Gruden gave me his permission. Come
yeah,
on, coach.
Yeah. Go Chiefs. Welcome back, man. We're here in my hometown of KC, where the Chiefs rule. Rule's a little bit greater.
Wait. Everybody knows that I'm a Raider fan. How did he just throw the Chiefs rule right into Triple D? That's the way the whole day's been with him. Now, while the Chiefs might be rivals to my Raiders, Coach Reed did bring me to Pig Witch for a two-point conversion. A lights-out butcher shop also dishing out meat-filled sandwich bombs.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. One step closer to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in Miami. And I've been talking about this big event that I'm going to be at. We've been giving away tickets on the show. You can email Jake at 810WHB.com and tell us why you should win a pair of tickets to Guy Fieri's Players Tailgate on game day down in Miami. And we've got Guy on to talk about the big event right now. Guy, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I like calling in and listening to you play all of Triple D. That's great. Keep it up.
That's right. And you had a great day out there with Andy Reid. And so before we talk about the big players tailgate that you're hosting, tell us what that day was like with our coach Big Red.
You know, Coach is a great dude, and what you see is what you get. And I think you guys all know that. You're a pretty tight knit community. I know y'all love your Chiefs and he was awesome. You know, he rolled with the punches, and it was, you know, we moved pretty fast when we were shooting Triple D, but he had it down and he knew where he was at. And I told him, I said, anytime you want to do this again, Coach, you let me know. And he says, I'll call you in the off season. I said, perfect. So and it's going to be quite the off season. Congratulations. You guys have played a phenomenal year. And I got to be honest, I know you're going to ask me this question, and I'm out here in Northern California. You know, I'm a Raider. And I'm sitting out here in the middle of all my friends that are big San Francisco fans. And, well, you know who I think is going to win.
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, because I can't tell. Would you hate the 49ers more or the Chiefs more being an Oakland Raider fan?
Well, I'm torn. It's a tough one. I can't say I hate it. I love great football. And I think this is going to be – I mean, I've been to so many Super Bowls, and that's why I throw this big players tailgate. I love the Super Bowl. I love the week up to the Super Bowl. I love the playoffs, the whole thing. So I don't know. It's a little bittersweet. We'd love to see my Northern California, you know, love to see my Northern California team come through. Definitely have some tough times with the Chiefs and, you know, being a Raider. But then love to see how the Chiefs have played. The coach, the team, the energy. I got so many friends in KC. I gotta say, if I'm picking it, I think I got to pick KC for the win.
That's the good choice. That's
smart,
correct.
Man.
That's absolutely correct. That's exactly right.
That's a good choice.
That's right. Now, so for people that, and there's going to be a whole bunch of people from Kansas City going down to Miami. And like I said, we've been giving away some pairs of tickets to the big players tailgate. Can you tell people that are thinking about purchasing tickets, if they don't win them here, they're going to be in Miami, what they can expect and why this is the place to be on game day?
Well, I've been to KC. I've been to games there, and I think that you have one of the greatest stadiums, and I love how everybody participates in the announcements. You know, I've been to games in probably every stadium, half of them, and you guys have a different way of doing it. So you love the tailgate. As a matter of fact, I was there at a game, got there late, and I didn't think the game had started because so many people were tailgating at KC. So this is exactly what your fans want. You know, when you go to the Super Bowl, if you haven't been the first time, there is no tailgating. The parking lots are packed, and there's it's just the whole place is just jammed up. So So if you want to have that full experience, you know, because I when I get ready for the game, I'm up early in the morning, and I want to start going. Well, there's not, unless you're going to go to a restaurant or a bar or a little club, there's not really a big tailgate enthusiasm taking place. So that's why we built this. And the Bullseye Group is this fantastic guys. They've been doing these events way before I got involved. And what I did is bring in the culinary side of it with my good buddy, Chef Aaron May. And we bring chefs from around the country. We have Antonio LaFaso. We have Kenny Oringer out of Boston. We have, we got about five or six other chefs that are coming in. Richard Hales, who's a great chef there in Miami. All these chefs, by the way, have been on Triple D. And it's a great place for killer food. There's going to be a ton of players. I think we get like 30 to 50 players that come through. And Sage Steele, who's a good friend of mine from ESPN, she's there doing the moderating and talking with the players and getting all the inside scoop. And then DJ Irie, who's another great buddy of mine, who's one of those renowned DJs in that Miami area and does the DJing for the Heat. He's there. But if you're looking for a place to kick off, like a good place to hang out for, I don't know, I think we start at 2 o'clock right up till kickoff, this is your party. I mean, you're already there at the Super Bowl. You've already committed. This is the final step to going big.
And so I'm going to be broadcasting there live for a couple of hours before I head in to cover the game. And so I can't wait.
Oh, at the tailgate?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there.
The tailgate? Oh.
Can't wait.
You know how I throw a party, then. I mean, we've hung out. We've partied. You got the gist of it. It's the food is the thing. I'll tell you this. You look forward to the food, and there's so much food. I've watched people kind of go into a little bit of the food coma, and thank goodness it's a little bit of a walk. I mean, I think it's like a mile, maybe half mile to the stadium. But you need every bit of that to walk it off between the free drink, the big, fat open bar. So you know what to expect.
And like you said, there's no tailgating allowed down there in the parking lot of the Super Bowl, so this is your chance to tailgate and do it up right. And there's going to be 50 current NFL stars that are going to be there as well, rubbing elbows with some of the best in the NFL. And so, Guy, when you were in Kansas City for your joint down at Power and Light, we had the grand opening, and I was the MC there, and I wanted, because I know we'll talk about some other stuff, but so my son was celebrating his 16th birthday and said he wanted to go and meet you, and you were so nice and went out of your way to make that like a special time for him. And I wanted to thank you again, because he had a smile on his face for the next week after that, but just a really nice, cool, humble guy that talked to all the kids and spent some extra time with my son on his birthday. So before we get any further, I wanted to thank you, and I really appreciated you doing that, because that meant a lot to him.
Well, you know, and I told you that night, and it's totally my pleasure, and what a great time. You know what it is? I know what you do for your community. I mean, you take your time. You're busy. You're up early in the morning getting ready for the show, and then in the afternoon you're doing more philanthropy and more work around the community. So you being there for the kickoff was a big deal, and we love that. We had such a blast, and KC is such a great Triple D destination. It was kind of like the giant parlay of making things come together. So, no, my pleasure, and we love coming back there, and, you know, we'll make it a reunion. I make a visit back at least once a year to come check out my joints. So we'll just have to keep you in the mix, and, you know, one of these days he'll be able to make it there without his pops.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Guy, while Steven's going to be down at your tailgate party at the Super Bowl, I'm going to be emceeing the watch party, the biggest watch party in the country for the Super Bowl, which is going to be in the Power and Light District, where Guy Fieri's Dive and Taco Joint is. We had a watch party for the AFC Championship game. We got ourselves some guacamole and some tacos from there while we were watching it. So I will tell people, I mean, you've probably seen some of the footage of how crazy the Kansas City Power and Light District is for some of these watch parties.
When we started talking about this with the Quarters Group, when we started having this big conversation about this, about doing this project together, and I know how crazy the fans are. I mean, and how loyal. You know, we've all had our dry years. We've all had our spells. We've been going through it for, you know, a little bit longer. But, you know, it is. You're talking about a group of people that love food. They love family. They love sports. They love activities. I come in town and do the Royal. You know, my good buddy Stretch is in there and has his great restaurants. You know, so there's just so many reasons that it's a fitting time for you all to rise to the occasion. And my assistant said to me, she said, hey, you these guys, you want to go on the show? And I said, oh, I'd love to. What time? She said, you know, 9:30. I said, great, what time is that for California? She said 7:30. I said, oh, I gotta get up early because yesterday was my birthday. So I hope you guys appreciate it. I'm coming off the heels of being in Las Vegas last night for my birthday and talking to you cats at, 7 o'clock in the morning in California time.
Hey, man, well, happy birthday. And speaking of Vegas, how do you feel about your Raiders going to Vegas now that that's official?
Well, you know what? It's been, again, I got to fall into that bittersweet thing. Bummed that we're leaving Oakland. You know, I live here in Northern California my whole life, and that's tough. You know, that's really tough. But I will say that the Raiders do deserve a new stadium, and I do believe in Mark, and John's a good buddy of mine. And, you know, all I say is it's another chapter. You know what? It's another chapter. Vegas is going to be a great home. As much as I'm going to miss Oakland, it's going to be a great home because here's the deal. You get to go watch your favorite team battle one of the greatest in football, battle the Raiders in the party epicenter of the world, you know, Las Vegas. So I think it's going to be great for all the fans. I think it's going to be great for the NFL. I think there's just going to be, another big chapter. You never thought this would happen. You know, you never thought that, you know, because of betting and all that kind of, you know, all the mystery that was around, like how teams handle coming to Vegas. Hey, they all know what to do. There's casinos in every, in every town and every state now. So I think it's just going to be a great fit. And the stadium is unbelievable. I mean, I've seen some cool stuff, but you pull up to this thing and you don't know if you're turning on, if you're walking up to the Raider Stadium or Darth Vader Stadium. I mean, it's amazing, man. Wait till you see it.
Well, I can't wait to cover the Chiefs in Las Vegas. I think I'll find a way to get to that game, Guy. Now, before we let you go, and again, we appreciate your time and happy birthday. Thanks for getting up early with us. Tell people about Guy Fieri's Players Tailgate. I'm going to be broadcasting there live, so I'll be repping Kansas City in there. We can give away tickets also if you keep listening to the Border Patrol. But why should people buy tickets? How can they buy tickets? And what can they expect from this great event?
You know what? The first time I went to the event is when we did it in San Francisco. And I had my family with me. We were looking for something fun to do. We heard about it. I'm like, boy, you know what? That's a big number for a ticket to go to an event. And I went and met the owners of the event, and I said, Kyle, I got to be part of this. This is amazing what you do. It's great accommodations. It's relaxing. It's fun. You can have a wild time, and people are dancing and drinking. You can have a great time sitting down with your family, eating food. You get to listen to these players talk, especially some of the new rookies coming through. Great moderation from Sage. It's just listen, you're coming there. Don't miss. It's like going to a great dinner. Don't miss the appetizer. Don't miss the dessert. You got to really have this well-rounded experience. And I think the players tailgate for everybody. I'll just say it to you this way, guys. It didn't walk out of there and go, wow, that was the way you kick off the Super Bowl. So you got to check it out.
So on your way to the Super Bowl, make a stop in Flavortown and you'll be ready to see the Chiefs win. All right?
I tell you, man, you guys are on a roll. I wish you all the best. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great, I live in a house where my wife is a Patriots fan, diehard Patriots fan from Rhode Island, and I'm, of course, a Raider. And so it's always tough around here. But I tell you, this is going to be an awesome Super Bowl. And congratulations to all the Chiefs. You guys have worked really hard, and it's been I sat there with you going, there's no way this is happening. And then all of a sudden it turned around, and boy, did it turn around like a freight train.
Hey, Guy, I'll see you in Miami. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Be good, my brother. See ya.
That's Guy Fieri. And again, we have some pairs of tickets to give away to this event. If you're already going to be in Miami, whether you're going to the game or not, game day, there's going to be 50 NFL stars there. Guy Fieri's going to be there. There's going to be 10 celebrity chefs from Food Network. All you can eat, all you can drink. If you think that you want to go, if you're going to be in Miami, of course you want to go, email jake@810whb.com, jake@810whb.com, and just, there's no limit, as Jake has pointed out. One gentleman has sent three emails totaling 2,500 words. Or some people have just, again, someone sent a selfie of them in bed, which I don't,
I'm fine with that.
Which do you prefer, Nate, if you'd like to lean towards one or the other? What would catch your eye, the words or the picture? They say a picture's worth a thousand words.
That's true. I'm more of a verbal person, though.
You know what? means
I'm a person that reads the words more than before I look at the picture.
I like both.
You can go to Facebook and just search Guy Fieri Players Tailgate. You can go to BullseyeEventGroup.com, BullseyeEventGroup.com. But just go to Facebook and get all the information there. Bullseye Event Group, Players Tailgate, Guy Fieri Players Tailgate. You can go to my Facebook, SSJ, Stephen St. John. I shared the information there. Jake's going to tweet it out from 810 Border Patrol. And so Jake at 810WHB.com. And we're going to have a few pairs of tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have Kansas City represented. And, of course, I'll be there with Tud Leaboo broadcasting live from there doing call-ins.
Wow.
Do you think I'll be excited slash nervous as I'm doing a remote, doing call-ins hours before the Chiefs play in the Super Bowl?
Question comes from the line of Tud Leaboo, Sports Radio, 810.
Right.
When you are, like, on game day, and you're going to be more nervous for this one than any game you've ever been nervous for in your Chiefs life, are you a nervous eater, or do you lose your appetite because you're nervous? Like, what's your appetite going to be like when you get to this tailgate?
Well, now here's the deal. Usually, now that's an excellent question.
Because you're going to be surrounded by delicious food.
Before games or before, like when I host an event or something like that, I don't like to eat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the chance of me not eating in that tailgate's zero. I'm gonna eat a lot.
Right, you have to, right?
But my problem is during games I'll stress eat. You know, and I won't even know it. I'll just be, you know, there's things I'm gonna be grabbing. I'm real grabby, you know. Like, I mean, a little.
Well, you're, and you're gonna be in the press box, right? Are they gonna? I bet you that the Super Bowl press box probably has a heck of a spread.
I bet, but I don't want anything right in front of me at arm's length. I can, you know. Out of sight, out of mind there. So, and let's be honest, I don't want to eat too much and then have to, you know, miss any of the game and run and go to the bathroom or anything.
Right.
So.
Right.
Don't.
Well, there's long commercial breaks.
Right. That's right. Oh, those are going to be agonizing, by the way, especially when you're going to stop it. I don't need that in the fourth quarter. Right. Mm. BullseyeEventGroup.com. Guy Fieri's Players Tailgate, I'll be there. Tud Leaboo will be there. It's going to be great. And so, and that'll be a great way to celebrate on Super Bowl Sunday down in Miami.
Miami!
That's right. Back after this on WHB.